Welcome to Agriculture Today here on the K-State Radio Network. Well, the Kansas Farm Management Association out of Kansas State University has just posted what is always eagerly awaited information for the Kansas agricultural industry in the form of the Net Farm Income Summary, which is put together annually by the association and its economists. And this covers 2016. And an interesting story, to say the least, is told by the new figures. It's our annual roundtable with the extension economists serving the Farm Management Association in the various areas, as well as the executive director of the KFMA, Kevin Herbel. And Kevin, before we bring in the rest of the crew here, we want to step back and take a look at the state overall average numbers on net farm income and some of the factors influencing those. And to further set this up, there was a suspicion that 2016 would be an awfully rough year economically, as the numbers would read, coming off of an awful year for KFMA numbers in 2015. This report is something of a semi-pleasant surprise, isn't it?
Well, and I think, Eric, we certainly entered into the year of 2016 following 2015 with a fairly substantial drop in net farm income as we move from what had been a very strong period of time in agriculture from 07, 08 up through 2014 had been a really good stretch of time. And coming off of that, we had a fairly substantial drop in 15. Following that, you know, we were looking at the low commodity prices continuing, really didn't know, tried to do a lot of things to prepare ourselves for what could be a very, very tough year in 2016. Due to a number of factors, we certainly were pleasantly surprised, you might say, in what did happen relative to the net income, relative to just some of the financial factors for farms coming out of 2016.
Let's put numbers to it then. The actual average, again, net farm income in the state of Kansas for 16 was what?
The 2016 net farm income for our KFMA farms for the year was $43,161. That was an increase of a little over $35,000 from the 2015 number, from $6,700 to just over $43,000.
And we didn't establish it earlier for those who aren't familiar with the association and the origins of this report. This is developed from actual farm and ranch data from your association members, right?
That is correct. This is not survey information, not a report we sent out and had people fill out. These are individual family farms who have made a choice to be a part of the Kansas Farm Management Association program. They have an economist that works with them throughout the year to assist them in record keeping and putting together information from their records to be able to use for decision-making purposes, as they have the ability to benchmark and compare themselves with other farms and utilize the information to help make better management decisions, or at least have a basis for making management decisions on their farm.
Now, an important qualifier here, as we talk about the state numbers, there will be variations from area to area and within the area as to the income numbers that are portrayed in this report, right?
Without a doubt, much variation as we look between the associations, and we'll talk about those here shortly, just the variation as we go around the state. Also variation based on farm type, as we look at having net income by farm type all the way from crop background finish operations with net farm income in excess of $150,000 for the year, crop backgrounding farms nearly a $50,000 loss on average. Oftentimes, our irrigated crop farms are some of the higher net income farms. In 2016, it was, I guess, maybe our second or third lowest farm type at the state level with a negative net farm income on the irrigated crop farm type.
All right, then, some generalities, if we might, before we go point by point around the state and visit with your team of economists here. As you look at the numbers, and again, this is an extraordinarily detailed report, gets into all aspects of farm and ranch management. What do you see as the difference makers that led from a net farm income average in 2015 of $6,700 to that of 16 of $43,000?
Certainly, Eric. Some very important factors, I think, that affect where we're at. You know, one of the things we often talk about as we discuss the KFMA data, as we look at enterprise summary reports and discuss what those show, we often go to the point of discussing cost management, the importance of managing the inputs that are being used, making sure those are being used efficiently and well as they're put to work for that farm operation. We did see on a per acre basis the crop production cost per crop acre drop for the average KFMA farm of $15.75 an acre, about a 6% decrease in crop production costs. This is statewide. Along with that, the machinery investment per acre, a decrease of about $11 per acre, a little over 4% decrease, certainly showing that there was somewhat of a pulling back, decrease in amount of machinery and equipment trades, purchases, kind of a slowing down relative to that. And the impact of that, both from the machinery and equipment purchases and trades, as well as some decreased fuel costs and those type of things, contributing to a machinery cost per acre decrease of about $8.50 per acre per farm, which was a nearly a 9% decrease in our machinery cost per acre. So on the cost structure side of things, all of those factors playing together to have a positive impact on where we're at for the year. The revenue side of the equation, certainly there we have price times yield. Well, all of us know that the price circumstance as we look at 2016 was not in a strong position. So as we look at the gross crop value per crop acre, for 2015, that was about $314 per acre, which was quite a bit of a decrease from what had been just several years before that. 5 years ago, 2012, that was at a little over $420 an acre. But for 2016, we went from $314 the year before to a little over $330 per acre for the average farm, a $17 per acre increase, a little over 5%. The primary driver of that were some strong yields on several of our crops statewide. The soybean yield was about a 33% increase over the prior year, and that was both full-season soybeans as well as double-crop soybeans, a similar yield change there. Wheat yields were an increase of about 39% over the level that they had been in 2015. Corn and milo yields were fairly level. As we look at some of those changes, the dryland crop farms versus what I mentioned earlier of the loss on the irrigated crop farms, the yields on irrigated farms were level to lower on most of their crops, where the dryland operations were showing the increased yields. And so a lot of impact in yield in coming to what we're showing for net income and the return for that for the year.
Want to come back to the cost side for a brief moment here. It's apparent that cost management was a key to the semi-recovery, let's put it that way, the improvement in net farm income. Is this to say that producers have really ramped up their game, so to speak, in their cost management?
You know, I think we have a number of factors contributing. Certainly, there was some decrease in just the cost per unit of what it costs to acquire the nutrients needed, fertilizer standpoint. The biggest change as far as a decrease was related to fertilizer. You know, certainly within individual operations, some variation there as to how they managed related to those inputs. And certainly, as we look at the lower commodity prices that we had in front of us, kind of creates a necessity of making changes, a need to not keep doing things just because you've always done them that way, because we are clearly looking at less revenue potentially to pay those expenses, and that leading to a decrease, a change relative to that. And recently, too, as we've looked at the last number of years, we went from that really strong place that we had been income-wise, greatly increasing current financial positions, our working capital levels and current ratio for the KFMA farms had improved substantially during that 11, 12, 13 time period. And as we came into and had the year 2015 take place with that lower income, our current financial position, our working capital greatly eroded. And that tightening of the cash available certainly had an impact, I think, on how decisions were made and adjustments made on inputs on a number of the farms.
And another aspect, debt management, that did improve in 2016 as well.
There was a slight improvement in debt management, and certainly the overall picture of where we're at debt-wise on KFMA farms changing during 2016. The total liabilities per farm within our KFMA member farms dropped by $4,300. Not a substantial change when we're at just over $600,000 worth of overall debt, overall liabilities on our farms, but a $4,300 decrease from the beginning to the end of the year. What's interesting, though, is to break that $4,300 decrease down into a couple of parts that contribute to it, and those being our current liabilities as well as our term liabilities. The current liabilities, or those things owed within the next 12 months, decreased by nearly $12,000 per farm. The term liabilities increased by just under $7,500 per farm. So I think we very clearly have something showing us there that there have been some efforts made at restructuring debt and making some adjustments to help improve that current financial position and to address the needs of the time, you might say, as we were at this this difficult financial situation in the ag sector.
Well, those are some of the many lead talking points out of the report. Kevin, we're going to give you a break, and after these moments away, we'll bring in the team of economists with the Kansas Farm Management Association from the six areas the association serves in the state and get their local take on the numbers for their respective parts of Kansas here in 2016 as part of the overall newly released executive summary of net farm income, the analysis for Kansas for 16. We'll be back with more on that shortly. You're listening to Agriculture Today.